afternoon. Standing my name is Jerry Wilder. Want to take the opportunity once again to welcome you to Faith at Noon. And so this particular broadcast is always going to deal with the subject of faith. That's why we call this program Faith at Noon. It's important to understand that everything in the kingdom of God, in order to have it manifested in your life after grace has provided it, it have to be done by faith. So thank you again, all of those who are tuning in. I believe that this broadcast will supernaturally change your life. Want to start this afternoon with a verse that we was talking about in our last session, Romans 10:17. The Bible says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So we talked about in our last session, number one, faith cometh by hearing. And if you're going to have faith in the things of God or for the things of God, it says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, which means you have to hear the word of God if you're going to have faith for the things of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then we also talked about faith does not come by reading. Revelation come by reading. We also mentioned that faith don't come by prayer. The answer to your prayer come by prayer. We also talked about faith don't come by fasting. Victory over your flesh come by fasting. And so it's important once again that we understand that the scripture says, so then faith cometh by hearing, which means faith do not, it cannot, it will not come by any other way except you hearing the word of God. Jesus also made a statement in Mark 4:24. He said, "Take heed what you hear, for with the same measure that you hear, it shall be measured unto you again." And so it's important that we understand that you have to take heed to what you hear. You can't let everybody speak in your ear. You can't let everybody get in your ear, because it's going to affect your faith. Then we also talked about that in Ephesians 2:8. I don't know if we went to this verse, but in Ephesians 2:8, the Bible says, "By grace are you saved through faith, not of works, that any man should boast. It is the gift of God." So it lets us know that salvation, which was provided by grace, is a gift. And then it also let us know that faith is a gift, because I need faith to receive into my life everything that grace has provided. And so it says in Ephesians, "By grace are you saved." And the word "save" carries with it the idea of not just being born again, but The Greek word is the word sozo, which means not only is a person born again, but the word salvation also includes your deliverance. It also includes your healing. It also includes divine protection. It also includes your preservation. And in other words, God, when you receive the grace of God through faith, it's important for you to understand that God have the ability to preserve you so you look nothing like what you have been through. It really have nothing to do so much with you as much as it have to do with the grace of God resting upon your life through faith. And so again, the scripture talks about by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, that any man should boast. So in other words, I don't have anything to boast about. You don't have anything to boast about. All the honor, all the glory, all the praise really go to God for providing his grace and providing faith for me to receive what grace has provided. And so now, again, when you look at Romans chapter 10, even in verses 8, the Bible says, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Notice now, the Bible says that the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. In other words, if you want to walk in the blessings of God, if you want to walk in everything that grace has provided, you have to put the word of God in your mouth. You got to get it in your mouth. It says the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So it's important now to understand you can't talk about your trouble and think that you're going to get victory. In other words, you have to put the word of God in your mouth. You got to get the word in your mouth. You got to speak the word. You got to meditate the word. You got to talk the word. You got to think the word, because the scripture talks about the word of God is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. In other words, if the word of God is ever going to get in your heart, you got to first put it in your mouth. So if you never put the word of God in your mouth, more than likely it would never get in your heart, because Jesus already said in the gospel, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So you have to get the word of God in your mouth and in your heart. And the apostle Paul said, that is the word of faith which we preach. And so now it's important to understand the word of faith is not a movement. The word of faith is not a denomination. The word of faith is not an organization. The word of faith is a revelation. God revealing to his people and to his church that the word, the preached word of God, has been designed always to produce faith in the life of the believer. And so that's very important. So the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And so the apostle Paul said, in order for people sometime to get the word of God in their mouth, in order for it to get in their heart, it got to come through preaching. God still, glory to God, used preaching to get the word out, to be a blessing to, glory to God, his people. Once again, I'd like to thank so many of you for tuning into this broadcast of Faith at Noon. In other words, if you can have Eyewitness News to come on at noon, and you can have other news programs to come on at noon, then certainly we can bring the word of God and we can have faith, glory to God, at noon. And so the Apostle Paul says, the word of faith which we preach. And so somebody got to preach it. And I'm here to tell you that many times people want to believe, but they can't believe. And the reason that they can't believe is because instead of people preaching the word, religion try to tell us that healing is not for us today, or miracles is not for us today, and things have passed away. The truth of the matter is, nothing has really passed away, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did on yesterday is still available today. It just have to be received by faith. And so many people preach against what is available today. To give you an example, religion preach against, let's say, the Holy Ghost. But the truth of the matter is, you need the power of God in your life, not only to get saved, but to stay saved and to live saved. And you cannot do it without the power of God in your life. And so the Apostle Paul, he's preaching this faith message, and he said that the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. So if you're trying to get healed, you gotta put healing scriptures in your mouth, so that those same healing scriptures that are in your mouth can get down in your heart. If you're trying to get delivered, then you have to put the promises of God in your mouth concerning deliverance. If you're trying to walk in prosperity, then you have to put the word of God in your mouth concerning prosperity. In other words, God have pleasure in the prosperity of his people. When you're trying to walk in love, then you got to put the word of God in your mouth concerning love, so that it can get down in your heart and you can really walk it out in your life. And so, listen, people of God, God have called us to walk by faith and not by sight. This is a faith walk. This is a faith journey. Everything grace have provided and have to be done, glory to God, by faith. So, in Romans 10 and 9, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. In other words, if people are trying to get saved, talking about your sins is not going to save you. In other words, you have to put the word of God in your mouth. And so Romans 10 and 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the one who paid for the sin, the one who died for your sin, the one who became your sin substitute, the one who was made sin, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The Apostle Paul says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So that's what it takes, really, to get saved. You don't have to clean up your own life. You don't have to get your own self together, because none of us have the G-type or the God-type blood to get ourselves together. None of us have the power to get us together. We have to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Now, notice now what the scripture says. The scripture says, thou shalt be saved. But remember now, I said to you that being saved is more than being born again. That being saved means to be healed. It means to be delivered. It means to be divinely protected. It means to be preserved. It means to be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. So when you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to consider all of that has been made available to you. Then when you hit Romans 10:10, the Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. So righteousness now is very important for people to understand, because righteousness is not based on your conduct. In other words, it's not until I get right with God that I get my conduct right. Righteousness is not based on your behavior. It's not until I get right with God that my behavior is right. It's my attitude is not right until I get right with God. And so the Apostle Paul said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And so righteousness now is not so much about what you are doing or what I'm doing or what we are doing. Righteousness is about what we believe. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Righteousness now carries with it the idea that I'm in right standings with God. That's very important for people to understand. I'm in right standings with God. What puts me, or what put you, in right standings with God? Because I have confessed with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believed in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So a saved person is in right standings with God. Righteousness also mean to be acquitted of all charges. So whatever you did in the past, or whatever your history might be, or whatever you did last night, whatever you did a month ago, or whatever you did last week, because of the shed blood of Jesus, God have no remembrance of your trespasses nor your sins. And so the Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, meaning that a child of God is in right standing, glory to God, with the Father. That a person who accepts Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior is in right standings with the Father. Listen, I need to reiterate this, because some people can't move forward with their life because their past keep coming up. But you need to understand that your past is under the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have been acquitted of all charges, and you can't be charged twice for the same crime. That's called double jeopardy. So when Jesus paid, glory to God, for your sins, he paid for your sins in full. So when it comes to your past, keep in mind that the old you did that. The old man is dead. The old man was crucified in Christ Jesus. So it's important now to understand that you are the righteousness of God. And you have a right to be in the presence of the Father as a child of God, because you have been justified, you have been declared righteous. So the Apostle Paul says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so it's important for people to understand that wherever your life is at this point, and whatever direction your life is heading in, is primarily because of what's been coming out of your mouth. So you have to put a watch over your mouth, because our God, the God that we serve, he responds to words. And also the enemy, the devil, who come to steal, kill, and destroy, he respond to words. So you just can't put anything out in the atmosphere. It's the word of God. And so the Apostle Paul says, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now notice this. If you will, we have only known a confession from a negative standpoint, and we've only known confession from a criminal justice. When a person commit a crime, many a times when the criminal justice systems don't even have evidence, they try to get you to confess whatever you have been accused of, because the confession implied that you are convicting yourself of whatever the charges are or whatever you have been accused of. In the kingdom of God, on the same coin, when you flip that same coin over, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul says, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So in other words, I hope this thing is really a blessing, glory to God, to all of you who are tuning in. I guarantee you that God have your back, that God is for you, that God want the best, glory to God, for your life. He have sent his son Jesus Christ to provide for you. But check this out now. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, consider this. Jesus Christ died 2,000 plus years ago. He didn't die yesterday. He didn't die last week. He didn't die last year. He didn't die last month. He died 2,000 years ago. But when I put the word of God in my mouth and I get the word of God in my heart, and when I do what Romans 10 said, that for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What the scripture is really talking about is that through the principle and through the law of confession, when you put the word of God in your mouth, what Jesus Christ, glory to God, did for all of us 2,000 years ago becomes a reality. It becomes a reality for us today. So he was crucified 2,000 years ago. The work for me to get saved was already done 2,000 years ago. And when I confess with my mouth, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, everything that grace did 2,000 years ago become a reality to me in 2018. And so drop down with me real quickly. My time is getting short. Romans 10:14, it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So want to conclude once again, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the primary method that God used to get faith, glory to God, to his people so that they can receive what grace, glory to God, has provided. I am excited about what grace has provided. I'm excited that he made him who knew no sin. He made him to become sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And so I hope this word, glory to God, have been a blessing to you. I hope this word, I hope this word, glory to God, has been life-changing. And for the preacher, if I have any preachers that are tuned in, it's important that you understand you can't preach your denomination. You have to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's the gospel that get people saved. It's the gospel that get people healed. It's the gospel that get people delivered. It's the gospel that cause people lives to be protected. It's the gospel that cause people lives to be saved. It's the preaching of the gospel that cause people to be made whole, spirit, soul, and body. And let me just throw this in real quick. People can't believe what they don't hear. People can't believe what the preacher will not preach. So stop preaching against the word and get into the word. Study to show thyself approved, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. And so until next time, may this word be a blessing to you, and may you continue to walk by faith and not by sight, in Jesus' name. May God richly bless you. Now, Ron, do